Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear friends, we unwind the fruit of the Spirit, kindness, today. Dear friends, one of the most mesmerizing things, very relaxing things to do, for me at least, is to watch the wake that comes from a boat. Think about a lake or out on the ocean. Just seeing the waves, the wake kind of roll over just soothes me and I can almost fall asleep. Well, you know, you can tell quite a bit about a boat by the wake that it leaves behind. Here's some things that you can tell about that boat. If the wake is in a straight line, it means that that boat is going in a straight line and that the driver is alert and awake and wants to get from point A to point B. Just by the wake, you can tell that. If the wake is wavering and uneven, I've been told that that can be an indication that there's a mechanical problem with the boat. Maybe the rudder isn't working exactly. If, for example, the wake behind the boat is flat and not so big, that can be an indication that the boat ahead is going very quickly, very fast. And finally, if the wake behind is deep, it tells that there's a big drag on the boat that it leaves behind this wake. There are some people, experienced fishermen and sailors, that can probably look at a wake and not see the boat even, and they can tell you quite a bit about what that boat is likely like. Maybe you know someone about that with cars. They hear an engine, they're like, oh, that's a 67 Chevy. There are people that are able to do this. It's true with boats. The wake that's left behind tells a lot about the boat. Well, what I'd like to suggest this morning is to say that you leave a wake. Each one of us here at peace. In the actions that we do, in the things that we decide to do, the decisions that we make, in the ways that we travel, you see, we leave behind us a wake by the things that we do. Think about the normal things that you do in your life as you perhaps go to school and you say hi or you finish off your assignment or you play a basketball game. The way you play that game, sometimes I'm not very good, I admitted that in our Bible study today, sometimes I'm impatient on the basketball court, but sometimes how we make those decisions, it leaves a wake and it shows people who we really are. As we travel on the internet and engage in social media, what the decisions that we make and the things that we post, the things that we say, leave a wake behind us. And here's the scary thing. This is kind of scary. There are people that will see our wake and they'll never meet us. They'll never know us face to face. They'll never engage with us face to face. But by seeing our wake on social media, in our workplaces, by seeing those things that we leave behind, they make judgments about who we are. And here's another scary thing about the wake that we leave behind. The wake doesn't lie about who we are. With a boat, that wake isn't one way and then the boat is another. The wake never lies. And so it is with people. The wake that we leave behind us, it doesn't lie. It's a really good indication of who we are, the type of people that we are. So that brings us to kindness this morning. We want to be people that leave a wake behind us of kindness. Brad didn't delve into the meaning behind kindness, and I wanted to share with you the meaning behind kindness this morning so that you have a clear picture of what that word means. In the English language, it has broad variety. The lexicon, if you look it up, there's lots of ways to describe kindness, and it's hard to really pinpoint exactly what that word means, kindness. In ancient languages, and it's likely this is what Paul was meaning by kindness, I'm going to spell it out here. Paul, first of all, gives kind of two ideas of what kindness is when you group all the passages in the Bible that talk about kindness. Kindness is this for Paul. Paul suggests that kindness is, first of all, genuine. Kindness means being genuine. In the actions that we do in life, we can have actions and decisions that we make in which it emanates from the outside of us and goes out, but on the inside of us, we're burning with anger inside of us. We see that person say, you have a really nice outfit. And then, oh, that was horrible. And it didn't really look that good. Or you have a nice sense of humor, but then really deep inside of us, yeah, they're really not that nice. That, my friends, is not kindness. See, for Paul and the fruits of the Spirit, when he unpacks these fruits, Paul is suggesting that these fruit emanate deep within inside of us at our heart. They're heart issues. And then they bubble up and flow out automatically from what is inside. Ephesians 4:32 gets to it. Ephesians 4:32, Paul says this, be tender-hearted, be kind, forgive one another. It's not just an action we do. It emanates from deep within inside of us. See, I think our culture's got the word kind wrong. We think kind is easy. Ah, piece of cake, snap my finger. The Bible says it's hard. It's hard. It's genuine. It's deep. A second definition that comes from the Bible is this for kind. That is friendship. Kindness is deep friendship. Throughout the Bible, when kindness is mentioned, it's suggesting that there's a deep friendship involved. Think of a friend. How do you know that you have a deep friend and then you have a kind relationship with a friend? Well, think about this. Think about a friend that you have. There's lots of good experiences that you have with a friend. Maybe you have you raised your kids together, or you really enjoy a movie or doing something with that person, or you really just like who they are and their personality and whatever they are. So they're those good things. But then with friends, we also experience bad things. That argument on the phone, that disagreement over that movie that you went to. You liked it, they didn't like it. That time in which they forgot your birthday. Now think about that friendship. If you have that friendship in which you've had some highs and you've had some lows, if you can say to that friend, I do it all over again with you, the highs and lows. We all have friends like that. That's kindness. Going through so much, we would say, I would have all the same experiences with you, my friend. That's deep and that's hard. It's not just a click saying, I like you on Facebook. It's deep. It takes a long time to develop kindness. I really liked in the theme celebration, it says, kindness is a lifetime occupation. So one of my favorite friendships in movies, and you've learned that I really like crazy and odd movies, one of my favorite movies is The Bride of Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Has anyone seen The Bride of Frankenstein? Anybody? Well, there's a great friendship in this movie that I want to share with you, an incredible relationship. Between Frankenstein, now I hope everyone knows who Frankenstein is. He's got bolts out the side of his, he looks like a crazy man. He's scary in the movie. And no one wants to be his friend. In fact, the villagers in the town in Bride of Frankenstein, they want to burn him at the stake because he's a wild and crazy man, Frankenstein. Well, you see, in the movie, there's another man too that doesn't have any friends. He's an old blind man. No one's hanging out with him. And in the movie, he puts his hands together and he says a prayer. It's a beautiful passage. This old man says to God, I don't want to be alone. And at that moment, Frankenstein walks through the door. And the old blind man and Frankenstein shake hands and they share a cigar and they're friends. Now, I'm going to say something that might offend you, but you are like Frankenstein. My pastor said I'm like Frankenstein. What I mean by that is this. Hey, you know, isn't it a lot easier to make friends with people that they're blind to our weaknesses? Hey, we got a lot of friends that way. They don't know the Mars on our face. They don't know the mistakes that we've made back in 2004. They don't know that really bad relationship that we were in. It's easy to be friends like Frankenstein was with the old blind man because the old blind man didn't see the Mars on his face. Christianity has one step above Frankenstein. You know why? Because Christianity teaches that you have a friend that sees your Mars and mistakes and still extends his hand in friendship. Different than Frankenstein. Jesus, when he met people, saw in their eyes, intuitive. He saw the woman at the well in John chapter 5, I believe, John chapter 5, and his words to the woman were, you're with a man right now, and he's not your husband. In fact, you've had five husbands before. Wow, that was a scar that Jesus saw. Jesus looked at Judas and knew that he would betray him. He looked into his eyes and saw that it was coming. Jesus looked into Peter's eyes and saw betrayal right around the corner and saw the hesitation in his life. Jesus sees your weakness. We all have them. He sees the Mars. He sees the wounds that we have. And Jesus still extends the hand of friendship. He looks at us without the makeup that we have on and our best appearances and sees us as we are and extends that friendship so that we can be with him and experience kindness. You know, in a lot of ways, I think Jesus, when he lived on this earth, he gave a wake, so to speak, behind him. He lived at a specific time, at a specific place. By the way, that's why we say in the Creed the word Pontius Pilate, because we can pinpoint a specific time and place that Jesus lived. But the Creed also suggests that from that time and place, a wake came out from Jesus that has spread kindness. And Jesus said this in John 14, truly, if you believe in me, you will do greater things than the things I have done, Jesus said. That wake from a Palestine region 2,000 years ago, that wake from Jesus' walk has spread, and it has come to Philomath in February 2017. It's that wake of kindness. It's reached us. Now, what kind of wake are we going to leave in the places that we go to? In the people that we experience. Wouldn't it be great in just 5 years or 10 years from now, people would say, wow, I just experienced the wake of Oscar, how kind he was. Or Chuck, the kindness that he has. Wow, that's amazing. So let's go from this place and watch the wake that we leave behind. May it touch lives and bring kindness to them as Jesus has done for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the encouragement to be kind, and not just encouragement, but you showed it to us in Jesus. Lord, sometimes I think we feel like we're Frankenstein. We can't make friends unless they're blind to our weaknesses. We thank you for the sincere, genuine, deep friendship Jesus offers, who knows our every weakness and still extends the hand. May we do that to others. In Jesus' name, amen.